It's Weekend Edition, Non-Michigan Radio.
Sometimes we have words in our sentences that don't seem to mean anything, but they have to be there.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
What meaningless words do we use and why do we do it?
The word I have in mind is the word do, D-O, which shows up. It does a lot of work in English, and it's almost invisible work because it often doesn't mean anything, but it has to be in the sentence to make it grammatical. The verb do goes all the way back to Old English. It's been in English forever. But its use as an auxiliary verb, as a helping verb, goes back only to the Renaissance. And this would be in a sentence like, I do not know. And the question is, why do we have to have a do there? What does it mean?
Well, what does it mean, Anne?
I don't think it means anything. But it has to be there in order to make the sentence negative. So you would say, I know. But if you want to make it negative, you put in the not, and then now in modern English, you have to put in the do. And the job of that auxiliary verb do is simply to hold on to the not.
And here I thought we were streamlining language. We're not.
This is a nice example of the fact that we're not. People will sometimes say to me when I'm describing changes in the language, like some of the pronoun distinctions are getting lost between who and whom. And they'll say, oh, well, English is just streamlining. And I say, well, we have this example in the history of English where we made things much more complicated. And my best example of this is dummy do. And I love that phrase of dummy do. And the dummy there is to say this is a dummy form. It has no meaning. It's just a grammatical form. So starting in the Renaissance, we had to put the do in a negative sentence and in a yes-no question. So before that, you could say something like, you go not. But late Middle English Renaissance, we started to say, you do not go. If you wanted to ask a question, you could say, go you? Go you to the store? Which I think is much easier. You just take the verb and the subject and you swap them.
That sounds like Dutch to me.
And many languages will do that. And if the verb is to be, like, you are pretty, and then to make a question, you would just say, are you pretty? But with other verbs, you got to add the do and then put it up in the front. Do you go?
So who actually did this? Is this something that was constructed many, many years ago just to make things more complicated?
This is actually a quite controversial question for scholars who study the history of English, which is, why did English speakers start doing this? There are competing theories, some of which include the influence of foreign languages, and some scholars are arguing that it's Celtic influence, which would have happened earlier in the language, but we see it surfacing here with the use of do as an auxiliary verb.
Or it may just have been a lot of guys sitting around with nothing to do, so they thought, we'll make some do-do that we do so well. Thank you, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.